With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Jamaica's post-Melissa Leptis virosis outbreak leads to a travel advisory from Cayman's Ministry of Health. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease spread through contact with water or soil contaminated by the urine of infected animals, especially rats, and symptoms can range from mild flu-like illness to severe life-threatening complications. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says the outbreak comes on top of wider recovery challenges in Jamaica.
We know that there are considerable public health concerns in the aftermath of a disaster, especially one like Hurricane Melissa that was so devastating. So while this is not unexpected, our thoughts are with our colleagues and the people of Jamaica as they work to manage this challenge on top of the already challenging work of response and recovery.
Dr. Wolf says Cayman's strong links with Jamaica are a key reason to alert the public to the outbreak there and to urge extra care when traveling.
It is also important for us, given our ties to Jamaica, to ensure that our population is aware of this developing situation and to understand how it might impact those traveling there.
The advisory urges travelers to Jamaica to avoid flooded areas, wear boots and gloves, drink only bottled or treated water, and to wash hands regularly. If you have symptoms during or after travel, seek immediate medical care. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
For more information, you can call Public Health on 244-2889. Legal regulations in Cayman are set for major change in the new year. Starting January, the remaining provisions of the Legal Services Act will be coming into force, replacing the older Legal Practitioners Act and modernizing oversight of how Cayman law is practiced at home and overseas. Government says the move strengthens consumer protection, professional standards, and international confidence in the jurisdiction. And with the primary title settled by RBC, it was time for the secondary students to step up for the Lions Club Spelling Bee. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Following the crowning of the primary school champs, it was the older students' turn to spell under pressure. At this time, the Lions Club of Grand Cayman Secondary Spelling Bee. 34 students from public, private, and homeschools went head-to-head in the 43rd annual contest, taking on words like expeditiously, quantitative, and encyclopedia, before 14-year-old Jasmine Bacina of Cayman International School was crowned the 2025 secondary champion. Angela Lumley of the Lions Club.
Every student who stepped onto this stage showed dedication, perseverance, and a love of words. Genuine love of learning, and that is something our entire community can be proud of.
There was also a three-way tie for second place with Lamini Scott's Chia K. Simpson, Clifton Hunter's Raja Dia, and Calvary Baptist's Rohan Caceres, all sharing the runner-up spot. Education officials say the back-to-back Bs are about more than trophies. They're building confidence, community support, and a lasting love of learning among Cayman students. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Lisa Costello. Firefighters in Hong Kong are searching for possible survivors from a huge fire that broke out at a complex of high-rise apartments. 55 are confirmed dead and hundreds are still missing. Police have arrested three men from a construction firm on suspicion of manslaughter. The US authorities have stopped processing all immigration requests from Afghan nationals indefinitely. It follows the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington who were critically wounded. Russian media say a court has sentenced eight men to life imprisonment over a bomb attack on a bridge which linked the annexed region of Crimea to the Russian mainland. The blast 3 years ago killed five people and caused major damage to the bridge. President Emmanuel Macron has announced that France has introduced military service on a temporary basis. The scheme is intended as a response to what France sees as a renewed threat posed by Russia. Hamas has urged mediators to pressure Israel to grant safe passage for dozens of its fighters holed up in tunnels in southern Gaza. Israeli media say Israel has offered to spare the fighters if they surrender. Japan's brewing giant Asahi has delayed publishing its latest financial results because of the major cyber attack that began in September. The company said the breach may have exposed the personal details of more than 1.5 million customers. Two teenagers leading the legal challenge to Australia's ban on social media use by under-16s say it will be harmful for their age group. The two 15-year-olds told the BBC the ban would limit their access to information and increase social isolation. Pope Leo has arrived in Turkey. It's his first foreign visit since being elected the head of the Roman Catholic Church, in May. BBC News.